الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. So we be in Allah, we continue with the qira'ah and the reading of Ighathat al-Ahfan, supporting the distressed, fi masa'id al-shaytan, from the plots and tricks of the shaytan. Looking at various benefits that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has compiled here regarding the plots and tricks of shaitan and how one can avert them. Last week we began with the affair of excessive love and infatuation, that misdirected love that isn't based upon the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and shaitan will plot to convince the servant that other than the love of Allah takes precedence. And that was part one. Today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we continue part two, where Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَالْمُحَبَّةُ هِيَ الَّتِي تُحَرِّكُ الْمُحِبُّ فِي طَلَبِ مَحْبُوبِهِ الَّذِي يَكْمُلُ بِحُسُولِهِ لَهُ. But he says, rahimullah, that the love that generates feeling and moves an individual in seeking that which they love, that causes the individual to the urge to seek that which they love, and with it completes their quest. So he says, rahimullah, فَتُحَرِّكُ الْمُحِبُّ الرَّحْمَنِ وَمُحِبُّ الْقُرْآنِ وَمُحِبُّ الْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَمُحِبُّ الْمُتَعَلِ وَالْأَثْمَانِ وَمُحِبُّ الْأَوْثَانِ وَالصُّلْبَانِ وَمُحِبُّ النِّسْوَانِ وَالْمُرْدَانِ وَمُحِبُّ الْأَوْطَانِ وَمُحِبُّ الْإِخْوَانِ فَتَثِيرُ مِنْ كُلِّ قَلْبٍ حَرَكَةً وحركة إلى محبوبه من هذه الأشياء فيتحرك عند ذكر محبوبه منها دون غيره. Well, he says, rahimullah, so therefore that thing which the individual loves, that will cause them to move, and that will cause them to maneuver, and would affect them and cause that movement in their heart. So the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will no doubt be affected by the mentioning and the reflection of the names of the one that he loves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the name of Allah ar-Rahman, when one reflects upon this, it causes them to have this feeling in their heart, that increased love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is their main goal. And likewise the Qur'an, the one that loves the Qur'an, when the Qur'an is recited, the individual feels that love and feels that tranquility. And likewise the one that loves ilm, the one that loves knowledge, seeking knowledge and iman, seeking knowledge and implementation of that knowledge and belief and faith, when this is mentioned and when this occurs, it moves them, because their love is the love of ilm, love of knowledge. And likewise, on the opposite, you have those who love pleasure and enjoyment of the dunya. So when that occurs, this is what moves them. This is what tickles their fancy. And likewise, from the mushrikun, those who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love idols and are attached to their idols. When they see their idols, you see them being moved. Tears start running down their faces and their cheeks. And likewise, the sulban, those who love the cross from the Christians, that love that they have for the cross, which is shirk in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it generates that movement and that feeling. And likewise, the one who has a lust, an exaggerated lust for women, and that is his goal, and that includes the woman for the man as well. So that's the only thing that makes them move, because that's their main love. And likewise, the one muhibbul awtan, the person who has this excessive love for their vicinity, for their country, for their people, this is the thing that moves them, because that is the main love that they have. From those who have this unsuriya and this ta'assub, racism, clinging to your people, clinging to your vicinity, this type of hizbiya, and that is indeed the only thing that will generate that movement for that individual. And likewise, the one muhibbul ikhwan, the one whose main aim is to be around his brothers, or for the sisters to be around her sisters, just to have company with their brothers and sisters, this is their aim. So this is what generates them, that movement, because this is the shay that they love. This is the thing that they love and they have that love for. And likewise, muhibbu Quran, shaitan, the one who loves the sound of the shaitan, who loves the music. Bila swati wal alhan, loves the sound of music. So this generates that feeling in their chest of enjoyment and movement, because that is indeed where their love relies, or their love lies. La yataharrak, he says Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, la yataharrak inda sama'il ilm. So that person who loves the music and loves false speech, he doesn't move when he hears knowledge, when he hears or when she hears the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when he or she hears the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has no effect on them, because that's not where their love lies. لا يتحرك عند السماع العلمي وشواهد الإيمان ولا عند تلاوة القرآن. Not even when the Quran is recited, they have that feeling. حتى إذا ذكر له محبوبه, until that which he loves in essence is mentioned. That which he loves is mentioned. That's the only thing that will make that individual move, have that harakat movement in their chest, because they seek that which they love. And this shows the importance of a tawheed, and the individual increasing in studying a tawheed, consuming it, implementing it, understanding it, loving it, and this will indeed push them to prioritize that which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who loves the sound of the shaitan, and he's the music and the false speech and falsehood, they don't want to hear the Quran. They don't move. وَلَا عِنْدَ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. Even when the Quran is recited, they don't move. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا. Where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala that verily the believers, the true believers, are those that when Allah is mentioned, their hearts shiver. And that's because of the muhabbah, that's because of the love. They have that movement. Their hearts shiver. It shakes. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts shake because they have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ And when his verses are recited to them, زَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا It increases them in iman because that's their mahbub. Hearing the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Qur'an and being reminded by Allah's ayat al-kawniyah by the signs around, it increases them in iman because it's their love. That's what they yearn for. And shaitan no doubt will try and pull the abd away from that. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And the result from this individual who has that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have this iman that is qawi, this strong iman, and they trust in their Lord. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And upon their Lord alone they put trust and reliance. And then that love that is building in the heart of that individual causes them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ These are the believers. Those who establish the prayer. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And that which Allah has provided from them from provisions, they give in charity. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا Indeed, these are the true believers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Allah began. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their heart has that harakah, that harakat, that movement, that shivering, it's affected. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is mentioned, when Allah is mentioned, with that which Allah has revealed is mentioned. With the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. Ayna. So, فَالْمُحَبَّ هِيَ الَّتِي تُحَرِّكُ الْمُحِبْ فِي طَلْبِ مَحْبُوبِهِ So that love that the individual has is that which pushes the individual to seek that which they love. And if they love Allah, they seek to please Allah. And if they love the dunya, this worldly affairs, they seek the worldly affairs. If they love to obey Allah, they yearn and they hunt for the obedience. And if they yearn for the fawahish and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they race and hunt for that. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned regarding the affair of the false speech and the music and all of the worshipping of idols and so forth. He says, كُلَّ هَذِهِ الْمُحَبْ بَاطِلَةٌ مُضْمَحِلَّةٌ He says, all of those things that are loved are false and will diminish سِوَى مُحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا وَالَاهَا مِنْ مُحَبَّةِ رَسُولِهِ وَكِتَابِهِ وَدِينِهِ He said, رَحِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَأَوْلِيَائِهِ that all of those things that are loved will indeed diminish. They're false and they'll diminish. They won't last. Except that which is the love of Allah and that which it necessitates from loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and loving his book, the Quran. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِمَانًا. That love of Allah's book, the Quran, in implementing it, studying it, having yaqeen and certainty in its regard, in that which Allah says in the Quran. Aynam. Wadinihi. And that love of his religion, that love of a tadayyun, that love of religiosity, being religious, following the legislation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa awliya'ihi, and loving those who are from the friends and the allies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the anbiya, nabiyyin, and the siddiqeen, the truthful ones, wa salihin, the righteous ones. They have the love for them, and that is loving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything else other than that which is for the love of Allah and that which it necessitates. فَهِيَ مَاذَا بَاطِلَ وَمُضْمَحِلَّ. It's false and it would not last. It will finish, it will diminish, it will deteriorate. It will end. And then he mentions Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala showing the fiqh of this imam. He says rahimahullah, إِذَا انْقَطَعَتْ عَلَائِقُ الْمُحِبِّينَ وَأَسْبَابُ تَوَدُّئِهِمْ وَتَوَدِّهِمْ وَمُحَبِّهِمْ لَمْ تَنْقَطِعْ أَسْبَابُهَا. And that is that he said rahimahullah ta'ala. And that is in general that those who love other than Allah and other than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, that's from his obedience subhanahu wa ta'ala and his legislation, his deen, his religion subhanahu, and they take other than that as precedence of Allah, those who love each other for other than the sake of Allah, their ties will be cut. It will be severed. The asbab, the means and the reasons why they loved each other will finish and diminish. Is mudmahillah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا وَرَأُوا الْعَذَابُ وَتَقَطَعَتْ بِهِمْ الْأَسْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 166. And when those who were followed, and those who were loved and followed, free themselves from those who loved them and followed them. وَرَوْا الْعَذَابِ. And they see the punishment. They see the punishment, so now they know the futile nature of that love that they had in the dunya. That was for other than Allah and that which it necessitates. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. And the reasons and the means in which it connected them and that they loved for has diminished. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. That which is for Allah remains. وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ تَنْفُدْ. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. And that which is with you, it will diminish. But that which is with Allah will remain. And Mujahid rahimullah ta'ala, he said, تَوَاصُلُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Their connections in the world will be severed in the hereafter. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. is finished. So therefore it's upon us, Ya Ibadallah, to be uqala, to be people of sense. And that is to place our love in that which is forever. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That love that will aid us in this dunya and aid us in the hereafter. And from that is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from that which He prohibits, subhanahu. And I find it pertinent for us to look at some of the Anbiya, or at least one of the Anbiya, one of the Prophets, and their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how potent that love was, in that they obeyed Him subhanahu and stayed away from His prohibitions, even though the test was strong and it was enticing, but they stayed away. And the example, no doubt, is the example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in surah to Yusuf regarding, barakallahu fikum, the trial that he went through, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Mra'at al-Aziza, with the lady of the house that he was a servant in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ أَلَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظالمون. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says subhanahu, and she, meaning the lady of the house, in whose house he was, she tried to seduce him, for him to do an evil act. She tried to entice and seduce him. So she closed the door. And in the Arabic language, barakallahu feekum, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَغَلَّقَتْ الْأَبْوَابِ, she closed the door firmly. It showed the passion that she had, that she tried hard to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So she shut the door, closed the door emphatically. And then she said, come on you, to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Haytalak. And he immediately, Yusuf said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ma'adha Allah, I seek refuge in Allah, or Allah forbid, yani I should fall into this falsehood and this sin. And then he mentioned his gratitude to her husband. And verily your husband, my master, He has indeed made my stay agreeable, made it comfortable for him, and I should not betray him. Why should I betray him? I will not betray him. Indeed, the wrongdoers will never be successful. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in Adda'u wa Dawa, we're going to go to Adda'u wa Dawa to supplement this barakallahu fikum section of today's lesson. He mentions, barakallahu fikum, how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was tried and tested with an immense test with this woman. And he brings, barakallahu fikum, about 14 or so, 13 angles to show how severe the test was. From the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and the woman who tried to seduce him. And regarding that tafsir before that, Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Sabara ikhtibar. That he was patient when he was tested. even in the wujud al-dawa'i al-kathira. Even though there was the enticement was there. لِوَقُوعِ الْفِعْلِ for him to do that that evil sin. Fornication. There was dawa'i kathira. There's many, many angles in which there was enticement. The woman was enticing him. فَقَدَّمَ مُحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا. But what did he do? Yusuf a.s. he said that he made the love of Allah, his love of Allah, take precedence over her. And this is what I want my brothers and sisters to reflect upon. When somebody's love is at that level, they remain firm upon the obedience of Allah, as did Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions various angles showing the excessive infatuation of this woman for Yusuf. And Yusuf, even though she was intense in her attempt to seduce him, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah, and his love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala became apparent in this as well. The first one that Ibn Qayyim mentions to show how much of a test it was, he said, مَا رَكَبَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي طَبِعِ الرَّجُلِ مِنْ مَيْلِهِ إِلَى الْمَرَعِ. And that is that which is innate in the man, that which is innate in the healthy man, that natural inclination to woman. And he says, كَمَا يَمِيلُ الْعَطْشَانُ إِلَى الْمَاءِ, like the one who is thirsty yearns for water. وَالْجَائِعُ إِلَى الطَّعَامِ, the one that is hungry yearns for food. And this is not a wrong characteristic that we have, that the man they have for that inclination to the woman. Why? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ النِّسَى وَالطِّيبُ. Where he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an, that the affairs that have been made beloved to me from your worldly affairs are the women and perfume. So that inclination is something which is found, and there's nothing wrong with it, as long as it's based upon the obedience of Allah. Now this woman enticing Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the strength of his resolve is shown here, that the man has that natural inclination for the woman and he fought it sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's number one. Number two, to show again how intense that seduction was from this woman, is that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a shab. He was a young man. And the desires of the young man in no doubt is high. And yet he overcame that sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number three, أَنَّهُ كَانَ عَزَبًا لَيْسَ لَهُ زَوْجَةٌ تَكْسُرُ ثَوْرَةَ شَهْوَةٌ. And he himself was single, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't have a wife in order to fulfill his desires. And this woman was throwing herself at him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But his love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took precedence. Number four, أَنَّهُ كَانَ فِي بِلَادِ غُرْبَةٍ. He was in a strange town, strange place. He was away from his father, عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he was in a strange place. يَتَأَتَى لِلْغَرِيبِ فِيهَا مِنْ قَضَاءِ الْوَطْرِ مَا لَا يَتَأَتَى لَهُ فِي وَطْنِهِ. And a request for him, or a stranger, somebody that they're not used to, is going to be much more than in a place where he resides, because he's not known. So therefore there's going to be more of that request for him, more for others in that new area They'll be there. They'll have that ragba, that yearning for him, because he was a stranger. He's new. But that did not affect him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 5, أن المرأة كانت ذا منصب وجمال. And that is that this woman that was trying to seduce him, she was somebody of good status. She was the Aziza. She was a woman of the house. She had status. She had status. And she was beautiful. But that was not enough to deter Yusuf from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number 6, أنها غير ممتنعة ولا آبية فإن كثيرا من الناس يزيل رغبته في المرأة إباؤها وامتناعها. And that is that she was ready. She did not care. She wanted him. She wouldn't have stopped him. And majority of people, when a woman is turning herself away from him or from them, she's turning herself away, she's rejecting him, it can reduce his desire for her. When someone is turning you away, it can reduce your desire for her. But she was not. She was throwing herself at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took precedence. Number 7. أنها طلبت وأرادت وراودت وبذلت الجهد. And that is that she requested it from him, tried to seduce him. She made ardent effort to seduce him. فَكَفَتْهُ مُؤَنَّهُ. So all of the tools and everything was there facilitated for him. But yet he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, preferred and made the love of Allah take precedence. Number 8. أَنَّهُ فِي دَارِهَا وَتَحْتَ سُلْطَانِهَا وَقَهْرِهَا بِحَيْثُ يَخْشَى إِنْ لَمْ يُطَوِعْهَا مِنْ أَذَائِهَا لَهَا لَهُ فَاجْتَمَعَ دَائِيَا الرَّغْبَ وَرَهْبَ. Amazing benefit from Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. And that is that he was in her house, meaning Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a servant in her house. And she had authority over him and power over him as she was a lady and the mistress of the house. So he could have had the fear that if he did not obey her requests and succumb to her wants, that she may harm him. So in this, Barakallahu feekum, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, in this situation, and those situation mentioned before, there lies a combination of fear and desire. So he had the trial of fear of her harming him by him rejecting her and not succumbing to her requests. And no doubt he had that natural inclination for women, as a man would have. And she was beautiful and their mansab, and she had status and so forth. So he had the trial of desire, raghba, and he had the trial of rahba, fear. But yet the love of Allah took precedence. Number 9. At-Tasi' he mentions Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْشَى أَن تَنِمَّ عَلَيْهِ هِيَ وَلَا أَحَدَ مِنْ جِهَتِهَا فَإِنَّهَا هِيَ الْمُطَالَبَةُ الرَّاغِبَةُ وَقَدْ غَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَغَيَّبَتِ الرُّقَبَاءُ. And that is the one that is aware of the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. You see that she was the one who requested. She was the one who requested and yearned for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And she shut the door emphatically. And she disposed of any witnesses. So there was no way that if he had succumbed to her request that she would disclose or give evidence against him. She killed all the possibility of anyone finding out. She shut the door. She got rid of any potential witnesses or anyone who could see. They were in seclusion. So there was no fear that she would indeed disclose that which could occur. But yet he, even though this test and this trial was here to entice him, he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, made the love of Allah take precedence. Number 10. And that is that he, في الظاهر, in that which is apparent, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, كان مملوك, and he was a servant, لها في الدار, he was a servant in the house, which means, يدخل ويخرج ويحضر معها ولا ينكر عليه أحد. It means that if he was to leave with her, and he was to enter the house with her, and people were to see him with her, in any way, form or fashion, no one would say anything to him, because he is a servant to her and her husband, the Aziz. So this, no doubt, is an excuse. And it adds to the enticing nature of the situation. But yet he chose the love of Allah ahead of that, even with those tests and afflictions. Number 11, Ibn Qayyim mentions, rahimullah, أَنَّهَا إِسْتَعَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ بِأَئِمَّةِ الْمَكْرِ وَالْإِحْتِيَاءِ. And you see that in the qissa and the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she sought assistance from others. Those who doubted her. And she tried to use them to entice him. But what did Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam do? فَاسْتَعَانَ هُوَ بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. But he sought aid from Allah against those women as well. فَقَالَ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse 33 in the same surah, surah to Yusuf, where he said, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّ كَيْدَهُنْ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He said, and if you do not turn the plot of these women away from me, divert it away from me, seeking aid from Allah to divert this trial away from him. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ. I might be inclined towards them. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And I'll be from the ignorant ones. So she sought aid, she sought support from the other women in order to add to the seduction. But he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, made the love of Allah take precedence. Number 12. أَنَّهَا تَوَاعَدَتْهُ بِالسِّجْنِ وَالصَّغَارِ. She threatened him. In order to add to the intensity of her seduction. And she tried to force him now. By saying that he would go to prison. That he would become imprisoned if he didn't succumb to her desires. And he would be humiliated. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَهَذَا نَوْءُ إِكْرَاهٍ. This is a type of one being compelled. And this is a tahdeed, this is a huge threat. So therefore you find, barakallahu feekum, that in this, again, the combination of the desires and fear, and shows the intensity of the plot and the cade of this woman. I know that this is from the cade of Shaitan. It's from the plots of Shaitan. But he made the love of Allah take precedence. Number 13 that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, he said, أن زوج لم يظهر من الغيرة, and the husband didn't show jealousy. To add to the trial and how it was more enticing is that the husband did not show jealousy. يعني the Aziz, he didn't show jealousy. بل كان غاية ما قابلها, يعني the most that he said to Yusuf was أعرض عنها أو عن هذا. أعرض عن هذا. He said, just turn away from this. And to the woman, his wife, Aziza, he just said to her, استغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. Seek forgiveness for your sin. Verily you were mistaken. I mean, this is the level in which he took it. And Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَشِدَّةِ الْغِيرَةِ لِلْرَجُلِ مِنْ أَقْوَى الْمَوَانِعِ. And of course, if on top of it's the rights of the husband, if he had that intense jealousy for his wife, this would be easier to prevent Yusuf from falling into that, alayhi salatu wasalam. But his Aziz, the master, he didn't have that immense jealousy for his wife. So therefore the door was wider open for him. But yet he chose, he preferred the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over her, and all of those things that were enticing. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَمَا هَذِهِ دَوَاعِ كُلِّهَا فَآثَرَ مَرْدَاتَ اللَّهِ وَخَوْفَهِ. After all of these calls and all of these avenues in enticing him, and he just mentioned 14, he just mentioned 13, rahimahullah ta'ala. فَآثَرَ مَرْدَاتَ اللَّهِ وَخَوْفَهِ. But he chose and preferred pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing him. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَحَمَلَهُ حُبُّهُ لِلَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ اِخْتَارَ السِّجِنْ عَلَىٰ الزِّنَىٰ. And his love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's love of Allah, it led him to prefer to be imprisoned than to fall into fornication. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, he said, قَالَ رَبِّي أَسِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. He said, listen to this statement that Allah mentioned that Yusuf said. He said, oh my Lord, verily imprisonment is more beloved to me, more beloved to him. Imprisonment is more beloved to him than that which they, meaning the women, are calling him to, or inviting him to, enticing him to, and seducing him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes precedence. And this example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that وَفِي هَذِهِ الْقِصَّةِ, and in this story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, مِنَ الْعِبْرِ وَالْفَوَائِدِ وَالْحِكَمِ, many benefits and wisdoms that can be taken from the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. مَا يَزِيدُ عَلَىٰ أَلْفِ فَائِدَةِ. Subhanallah, he said that there are more than 1,000 benefits that we can take from the qissa and story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And anyone who wants to read further should go to Bada'il Fawa'id of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and Shafa'ul Alil and Bada'il Fawa'id. He mentions many benefits regarding this. Barakallahu fikum. And this shows us the importance of having that priority in loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that this emanates from the person's establishment of Tawheed, his love of Tawheed and love of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners, and hating associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, form or fashion. And that which emanates from this Muhabba Mahmuda, this praiseworthy love of Allah, and this praiseworthy love, is that the individual will indeed obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from the disobedience of Allah. So based upon this, my dear brothers and sisters, test yourself and ask yourself, where do we lie as it relates to loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when we look at this example of this Prophet of Allah, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, showing the example of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making the love of Allah take precedence over all other things that are loved. And with this we conclude part two of the affair of excessive love and infatuation as from the plots of shaitan, showing an example of one who was successful and defeated the plot, and that is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, next week we'll continue with part 3. Hadha wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.